Like President Zachary Taylor, Ulysses Grant was more of a military man than a politician. Born in 1822 as Hiram Ulysses Grant, the future president's name was inadvertently changed to Ulysses Simpson Grant when a mistake was made while applying for admission to West Point. Grant fought in both the Mexican and Civil Wars. In the Civil War battle of Fort Donelson, he earned a nickname to match his new initials. He was called Unconditional Surrender Grant by his troops. The name stuck, and his reputation grew. On March 9, 1864, he was given the command of all Union forces. He received the surrender of General Robert E. Lee at Appomattox in 1865, ending the country's long nightmare. Serving two terms as president, Grant made some mistakes with his official appointments, and his administration became clouded by various political scandals. During his stay in office, however, the Transcontinental Railroad was completed and the 15th Amendment to the Constitution ratified. Upon leaving office, Grant and his family traveled abroad for 2 years, then settled in Galena, Illinois. He moved to New York City in 1881, where he lost all his savings in a risky bank venture. Knowing he was dying of throat cancer, Grant wrote his memoirs for his family to reap the royalties. He died on July 23, 1885.